Welcome to the Distro One Podcast, Episode 9, Dr. New.
Welcome to the Distro One Podcast, Episode 9.
RandomDistribution.com presents the Geek Culture Podcast, bringing you discussions regarding everything pop culture, t-shirt reviews, and artists and more. And this is a 10-minute micro-show edition. And Justin, today we are talking about
the new Doctor, Doctor number 12.
That's right. Announced August 4th, the BBC stated that Scottish actor Peter Capaldi will be the 12th Doctor.
I'm pretty excited. I thought it would be great to have someone that is a little bit older than the Doctors that have played the Doctor during the new series. And lo and behold, my wish has been granted.
Yes. Yes. Actually, interestingly enough, he's no stranger to the Doctor Who universe. He's going back to Whovians may remember him from playing the father in the episode The Fires of Pompeii, which he's not the first guy to actually pull that off.
No, actually, there were a few other Doctors that were actually in the Doctor Who series prior to he's actually the second Doctor that were in the Doctor Who series prior to actually becoming the Doctor. Colin Baker being the sixth Doctor,
right,
was the other individual to do so.
Yeah,
Our good friend Amy, who has been in the recent series as a companion, not the Doctor, obviously, but was also in Fires of Pompeii as one of the maidens.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he was a couple of Doctor Who facts for you. He is the third Scottish actor to play the role. This is coming from the first actor being Sylvester McCoy, and also a actor who is much beloved in the Doctor Who universe, especially after the 2005 relaunch, the 10th Doctor, David Tennant.
Yes, David Tennant being another Scottish Doctor, he is very well liked. He may be many of of the fans' favorites from the new series.
Yeah.
One other fun fact about Peter Capaldi is he's actually the first Doctor to star in the new series that was born before the premiere of the original series.
Yeah, the only guy. He was born, I believe, back in 58, and the series debuted in 1963. So he was a little young tyke there, but...
And Doctor Who's not the only Whovian location that he's appeared in. He's actually starred in... Oh, well, not starred, but he's appeared in Torchwood as well, as John Frobisher in the Children of Earth series. He actually starred in all 5 days.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, he had to keep the secret from his family, I guess from his daughter. And I guess his daughter approached, was kind of made a stink about it and saying, hey, Dad, there was this BBC special. You weren't really mentioned, but I guess you auditioned for the part. Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, so, like, why weren't you even mentioned?
Yeah, yeah. And so then his agent comes up and calls him, and he kind of hits him with the hello doctor on the phone, so to let him know he got the part. So,
and so I guess that was kind of a relief to him to be able to tell his family and not have to like keep it a secret, because he knew. So once the announcement was made in August, he was pretty excited, I believe.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he would be able. And it's just a. Such a big part of, TV, at least UK television, like to be the Doctor is kind of a big deal, and he's going to be a part of that series forever. So, and I have a question for you. What do you think, like, being coming in, because we've had in the relaunch, we've had the Christopher Ecclestons. He kind of regenerates in the David Tennant, regenerates into Matt Smith. They were kind of getting younger. What's your kind of take on him being a little bit older as an actor?
I'm excited. I really like watching a lot of the older episodes. Netflix has a ton of that stuff back finally.
Right.
They had a couple episodes for a while, but now, I think they have 75 of the original available. And that's a big chunk of Doctor Who that you can sink your teeth into. And it's great to see some of the older guys especially like I'm a big Patrick Troughton fan.
Yeah.
And John Pertwee, he's actually older than Patrick Troughton, which,
yeah.
You know, when you see Patrick Troughton on the screen, you're just like, that dude is older than dirt itself. No wonder he's portrayed as the Doctor. He really is probably timeless.
Yeah, yeah. And especially, another little fun fact, it was both Peter Capaldi and the very first Doctor from 63, William Hartnell, they were both 55 years old. So they're really kind of making a leap going from Matt Smith, who's very young, you know, 20-something kind of guy, and going all the way to like the 50-something guy.
Well, I think that's going to have a different kind of energy, and I'm excited for it. I mean, you know, one of the things that I thought was really good about like how they started this series was it was very invigorating and very youthful. You know, all of the doctors, like especially, you know, the doctor that started it out, he just kind of like came in and he was just like raw, and he was just so energetic, and
right?
So everything was like it was almost childlike, where everything was just new and fantastic.
Yeah,
you know, was his catchline.
Yeah,
you know, that was his his experience. Everything was so brand new, and I really like that sort of energy. But I think that one of the cool things about the Doctor is that he does get to regenerate, and he does get to experience these new personas. And I'm ready for him to be an older persona to see how, you know, that plays into his character, you know, and his, you know, in the growth in the series.
Yeah. And of course, you know, you're thinking about an older actor bringing a certain sense of maturity, maybe a little bit more of more wisdom, but of course we don't know. This is also very new. We don't know how he's going to, his take on the role or his portrayal on the role. So
yeah, who the hell knows? Maybe he'll be senile.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, he will, you know, for the first few episodes or something crazy, like he won't be able to, you know, he has to grow into his memories.
And they've done that before with previous doctors where like the regeneration kind of gets a little off and they take some time to really get acclimated into their new body, into their, you know, so that could be interesting. It's just going to be fun. But also, Justin, I mean, we have the last season, I mean, you have, you know, Matt Smith, you know, looking at this silhouetted figure, and then he becomes the great, you know, British actor John Hurt. So what's going to happen with this now?
Yeah, I'm wondering what's up with that. You know, they introduce him as the Doctor. I mean, when the series rolls over, so it is definitely some Doctor in the future, and you know that gets me to thinking of like, well, how does the 12th Doctor play into the regeneration cycle? Because we all know that there are a limited number of regenerations, and we are fast approaching that limit.
Yes. Well, I have a personal theory, that they just pretty much retcon that all out of there. Because I know that was a big deal in the classic series. Like, you have 13 regenerations, and that's it. But this, you know, Peter Capaldi coming in as the new Doctor, he's number 12. Technically, you can get one more. Are they actually, as the years go on, are they actually going to address that, or is it just going to be something that
I think they're going to stick with it. I think it'll give them a way to, you know, to kind of grow out of the series. My thought on the matter is that when River Song made the sacrifice,
right,
she gave him an extra regeneration, so he's like really not at 12; he's only at 11.
Okay.
But this is just me, like, you know, off the cuff.
Yeah, we're speculating here. So yeah, we are excited. This is going to be it's always a new time for Doctor Who. Every time there's going to be a new actor, there's, you know, it's going to be a new, that, you know, they'll probably do a new set. He may get a new companion. Like, it's like a whole new show, but actually that's our time. This is a 10-minute micro show edition. We wanted to address the news for the new Doctor. Follow us. We'll see some photos, maybe some links in the show notes. Randomdistribution.com is where you can find us.
Robots are coming.
Yes, in the next show, look for robots. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, all the social media stuff, and we're out.